What have you observed, big picture, in what has happened for those people? What has it meant for people's lives and for their wealth to take this route to creating a financial future?
You know, it's really, really interesting. When I first got into this business, I remember going through my wife at that point, and I wasn't driven financially to get into this business of the publishing of materials related to people buying businesses. I had sold a very successful business in Canada beforehand. But my agenda was to help people. And I remember my wife asked me, how many do you think you're going to sell of this thing? I said, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. I'll be happy if I sell one, and I know I helped one person. And so I think from a big picture perspective, I think people need to understand that this is something that's very, very, very achievable. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. There's certain criteria that you need to have in place to be successful at it, but it's very realistic. From a financial perspective, the potential returns on investment will beat out any other investment I dare you to present to me, number one. The second thing is, the rewards are much bigger than the money. I mean, the money is nice, but I'm a firm believer, if you work hard at something and you're really good at it and you're in an environment that there's some element of commercialization to it, you're going to be successful. You're going to make money. I mean, you're not going to go bankrupt. You're going to make money. I mean, there's money. As long as there's money moving around and you're really good at that, you're going to make money. But buying a business and owning a business that's successful goes far beyond the financial standpoint. And let me explain. The level of gratification that you're able to derive from buying and building a business even further is even hard for me to explain. And it ties back to what I was saying to you when my wife first asked me, how many think of these you're going to sell? It wasn't really important. I just wanted to help someone. It's that same level of gratification that you've taken something that somebody had up until that point, the prior owner, you were able to be smart enough to identify that that type of business makes sense for your strengths. You were able to go into that business, which may be a completely different product line or industry than what you'd spent your prior career in. You're able to immerse yourself as an owner, and you've gone from employee to employer, and you've been able to build that business, not only generating additional profits, but you've employed people. You've helped their lives, you've helped the lives of your own family, you've become more successful financially, you've been able to create value that one day you'll be able to sell that business for a good amount of money, and more than anything else, you get up every morning excited about what you do. And, you know, think about that 70-odd% that we talked about in that CNN survey that hate their jobs. My wife laughs. I mean, I get out in the morning. I'm like, remember the Roadrunner show?
Yes.
When we were kids? I mean, I get out of bed. My feet are already moving. I can't wait to attack and get into my office. I mean, I love my wife. I love my family. I love being at home. I love my non-work activities. But I love what I do. And I would do this for 1/10 of the money, because the money doesn't enter the equation. The money's a bonus. So you can derive a degree of satisfaction from what it is that you do every day as the owner of a good business that I dare you to find. It's not going to happen working for someone else. It's absolutely not going to happen. So the money is a bonus, but feeling so good about what it is that you do and spend, you know, 5/7 of your life doing. Imagine that level of gratification. You can't beat it. I mean, that alone to me is enough of an impetus to tell someone, drop what you're doing and figure out how to get into your own business.
Richard Parker, thank you very much.